morning. It's Friday, the 31st of October. I'm Sasha Keogh with today's news, sports and weather. Starting with national news, and Parliament has approved a reform to anti-tobacco legislation. The new law sets strict limits on alternative nicotine products, such as snus pouches, with a maximum nicotine content of 0.048 milligrams per sachet. Whilst the measure passed with 49 votes, opposition parties were divided. Some wanted an outright ban. Others fear the restrictions will fuel a black market. Health Minister Martin Desprez said the government would focus on prevention, particularly among young people. Locally, emergency services attended a traffic accident yesterday evening on the A13 motorway between Zaanem and Ellange. One person was injured. A report into sexual abuse within the Diocese of Trier has found 59 victims between 2002 and 2021. The University of Trier study criticised bishops for failing to take consistent action, not reporting suspected cases and neglecting to support victims. Bishop Stefan Ackermann and Cardinal Reinhard Marx have apologised. A contact portal has been established for victims to come forward. And in world news, the United Nations has strongly condemned President Trump's announcement that the United States intends to resume nuclear testing. Secretary General Antonio Guterres said such tests cannot be welcomed under any circumstances, describing the legacy of some 2,000 atomic bombs already detonated as catastrophic. He disputed Trump's claim that other countries are conducting tests, noting no nuclear warhead has been detonated in 25 years, except by North Korea. Buckingham Palace has confirmed that Prince Andrew has been stripped of his titles and is no longer welcome at the Royal Lodge, Windsor Castle. He will now use the name Andrew Mountbatten Windsor. The decision follows continuing allegations linked to his association with convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. And the death toll from Hurricane Melissa continues to rise across the Caribbean. At least 30 people have died in Haiti, with 20 missing. Jamaica has reported 19 deaths, with damage estimated at over $20 billion. Several areas remain cut off. The storm has weakened and is now moving towards Bermuda. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. In tennis, Jannik Sinner breezed past Francisco Cerundolo at the Paris Masters to reach the quarterfinals, where he will face Ben Shelton. The Italian remains on course for the title, which would return him to world number one after Carlos Alcaraz's early exit. And in rugby, Ireland coach Andy Farrell says his team's clash with New Zealand in Chicago on Saturday marks the start of the long build-up to the 2027 World Cup, as he returns to the helm of the Six Nation Giants. The Irish are facing the All Blacks on US soil 9 years after scoring their first ever victory over New Zealand in a memorable 40-29 win over the Kiwis at the same venue in 2016. Seemingly fitting for Halloween, there could be some localised mist or fog this morning, but do not fear, as it should have cleared up by the afternoon, and we can expect a cloudy afternoon with sunny intervals. The cloud cover is set to increase by the evening, but no rain is forecast. This morning will feel chilly, with temperatures between 3 and 6 degrees, rising to a max of 14 degrees this afternoon.